Well, we're going to head out to the west and to the north of us and travel up to Steele County and bring in the extension agent there, Angie Johnson. Angie, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Well, I think the last time I talked to you was about a month ago, and you had like 74 like seminars and stuff you were running. That was pesticide training and other things that were going on. So has life kind of calmed down, except for the fact that we could probably use some more moisture?
Yeah, tell me about it. It's been a wild ride in terms of, you know, talking about the big D, drought. Yeah. That's kind of been at the forefront of everybody right now, especially on the extension side, working with producers on how to prepare for something like this.
What is the biggest thing, I guess, the biggest concern for growers right now? Is it in the field or is it anybody that deals with cattle issues? Although I don't know, cattle is probably not real big in your area.
Well, we do. You know, I that's usually the first thought that comes into someone's mind as well. Steele County doesn't have cows, and you know, we do. We actually have more cows than most people realize, and so yeah, I think pasture concern is on the forefront of a lot of producers' minds right now. But really, not only pasture, but getting feed in for the next, you know, the next feeding season, winter right. coming. So that's kind of up on the mind as well. But yeah, really, we had a couple of shots of rain, not too terrible much. I'm looking at the end-on stations for Finley and Hope, and you know, Finley didn't get 2/10 of rain, and the Hope station just about 4/10 of rain. So at least enough to get the topsoil wet again, but right. we definitely could use a little more.
And unfortunately, it takes about a day or two of the North Dakota wind to whip that right out of the soil. So we definitely need...
You're telling me. Yeah, it's definitely, by the time we get a little bit, it seems like Mother Nature takes it away right to get right back again. So it's just been interesting. I took some soil samples yesterday just to kind of see where we're at, and I was quite impressed and very pleased with our subsoil moisture. I mean, I could still with some of the clay soils down in that, you know, that 6 to 12 inch range, there's still some pretty good subsoil moisture. So I think if we get some precip just to get that topsoil wet so we can start germinating out our seeds,
yep.
we've got an opportunity right now to set ourselves up for a nice crop.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll see how the next couple of days play out, but the weather maps, at least in general, that I have seen, whether it's going to be in the form of snow or in the form of rain, it looks like your area might be getting some moisture. Is it going to be enough? And are you liking what you're seeing, or is it still just going to be too little?
Right now, I'm an optimistic. I'm going to be honest, and so I think it's really early yet in the game. Our soil temps, I just pulled up some bare soil temp data, and my gosh, you know, we're not even at the 45 degree mark for last week, you know, for our bare soil temperatures. And so our soils are still a little chilly yet. And,
right.
You know, it is only April 12th. And so I think we've still got time on our side. And it's, you know, right now it's just too chilly to really think about corn going in. Small grains, I wouldn't be too... there's been some small grains going in, and I'm not too worried about them. They can handle it. But going forward, we just really need to warm up a little bit. And yeah, if we can keep getting a couple tenths here and there, I mean, I'd like to see a little bit more. But once you start asking
right.
for more, then it seems to not want to shut off. So
careful what you ask for if you live in North Dakota or South Dakota,
exactly.
for that matter. I do want to ask you about soil erosion, because that's been a topic of conversation up north, the Grand Forks area, Crookston, and it was not a great year. We had a lot of very windy days, and you know, it seems like we've gotten into the age of weather of extremes, depending on who you're going to ask. But how about soil erosion? Is that a problem so much in Steele County?
Yeah, it definitely showed up this year. You know, we had so many acres of prevent plant last year because, ironically, we were so wet that we just, some of that ground wasn't able to get some type of cover crop established. And so That was quite evident this spring when that terrible windy week showed up, and a lot of our topsoil ended up in the ditch. And so we definitely had some fields that were blowing, but I really want to look at the positive side too, in the fact that for as much prevent plant acres as we had, we did have quite a few producers put in cover crops. And so those fields, the soil stayed put. It had some root structure below to kind of keep that soil in place and prevent it from blowing away as much as some of our bare fields did. So as much as we talk about how much we lost, I do think we saved quite a bit more than what we could have lost.
Right. I guess the other concern, you maybe saw that study as well, that the Grand Forks Soil and Water District, I think it did, the survey where they went out to the ditches. And the surprising thing not only was the foot of topsoil they found in some of the ditches, but the amount of product also, like nitrogen in the ditch.
Oh, my gosh, yes, because most of our nutrients, our fertilizer and whatnot, is right at the topsoil level. And so anything that is going to move with wind and fertilizer is included. And so, yes, I think unfortunately, it's been an eye-opener in terms of, wow, not only did we lose topsoil that is going to take many, many, many years to get back, but also the fertility that we lost too, and that has a price tag on it, and so it's really a good eye opener in terms of, all right, so how do we take this and move forward in terms of what can I do to stop this type of erosion from happening? Is it working harder to look at cover crop options once crops come off, or is it even something as simple as maybe I need to put a tree row back in, so taking a look at some of those options to kind of determine what's going to help you keep your soil from moving.
Angie, do you think I'm just going to say this spring has been an eye-opener for some folks that maybe didn't practice the best as far as erosion practices, that maybe some minds will be changed and before the year is done, some things will be done to help keep the soil in there for next year?
I think it's room for opportunity, right? Because we look at the type of winter we had. I mean, let's be honest, how many winters do we, for me, I don't remember a ton of open winters like that where we have had hardly any snow cover. And we're just not used to that. We're used to averaging how many feet every winter. And so to not have, we rely heavily on that cover, as much as we complain about it and have to pay to move it all the time. But we truly do rely on that type of cover. And so, yes, when it's gone, when it's absent, we get to learn from that. And I do agree. I know for even myself, it's like, oh my gosh, this is an aha moment to take a look at, weather is variable, and as much as we can predict it, it is unpredictable in some aspects. And so how do we manage the resources that we have in times of, if we do get lack of snow cover again? Right. So I do think there's opportunity, and let's learn from this. And I don't think there's a need to kick ourselves, right? Because the wind is going to blow. We can't stop that, but we can figure out how to get it to, how to keep our soils in place. So I see room for opportunity. Yep.
Well, Angie, let's end on a positive note. I have some friends that farm up in Steele County, and they dealt with a fair portion of PP last year. Don't think there's going to be any PP this year. So all acres on deck.
Amazing. Yeah, I agree. I think growers are really excited to get in and get those low-lying spots taken care of that honestly have been so wet for so many years that they haven't been able to be farmed. And so it's kind of a catch-22. It'll be interesting to see where things line up, but right now I am optimistic. I really think growers are going to be able to get a crop established, and we've got some good subsoil moisture to go off of so far. So I'm feeling optimistic about the growing season.
Angie, are you doing a lot of soil sampling now? Are you getting out? Or I guess what is like a typical week for you now that you get to this stage of your year?
Oh, gosh. Well, so one of the biggest things right now is we homeowners and landowners have been seeing a lot of issues in their spruce trees. And so I've been taking lots of calls and photographs on trying to diagnose some issues that are happening in our spruce trees. And so with us being so wet last year, spruce do not tolerate saturated soils. And I think what's happening is we are now seeing the aftermath of what happens when spruce trees, even if the soil was saturated or in standing water for a short period of time, they are now showing the signs, symptoms, and even death, unfortunately. So that's spruce tree diagnostics is what I'm working on now with a lot of people. But yeah, taking a lot of talking to producers and looking at agronomic plans when it comes to drought, you know, questions on fertilizer and dry soils, and do we need to evaluate plant populations? But at this time, we're so early in the game, and this moisture—it is starting to snow here now. I think it's turning a lot more positive than we were expecting.
Any moisture is good moisture. I know we kind of roll our eyes a little bit with snow, but again, we're in a period. If we're going to get snow, we can take it for right now.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I love about a spring snow is it's gone. We don't have to stare at it for how many months, and it's it'll soak in and go into the soil pretty nice instead of, getting a dumping of rain. So much as I don't like snow either, I think it'll be very well received.
Is it a wet snow or is it just the dry, fluffy snow?
Right now, from what I'm seeing, it's pretty light, fluffy.
That's kind of what I heard out in Bismarck. So, well, Angie, thank you very much. It's always fun to talk to you. You missed your second career. You could have been in broadcasting. You're a good gabber.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I love visiting and kind of getting to catch up on what's going on around the county. And I love serving the people here, so I appreciate your time.
Okay, very good. Well, Angie, thank you so much. We'll talk to you probably a month or so down the road and see how things are going in Steele County.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you, and take care.
Have a great day. Angie Johnson, the Steele County Extension Agent, NDSU.